to New York Conversation with Randy Cole of Fox Valley Electric, Rosie on the House Certified Partner, and Kohler Representative Andrew Van Noy of Kohler Generators and Power. I'm looking at your shirt since 1920. 1920, wow, that's 100 years. Yeah, yeah, right at 100 years.
Electricity had just been invented.
And when we were going to the break, Rosie was talking about coming back and how do we get the initial assessment? When you get solar panels, you got to have a year's worth of utility bills out for them to look at, and they build their panels based on your year's history. Is that the same type of method?
Well, what we'll do is you call in and we'll schedule a technician to come out and meet with you and talk to you. We're going to come out and take a look at the layout of your yard, your home, where the generator could be, where you desire it to be. We're going to look at your fuel sources. Do you have natural gas, or is there going to be a need of a propane tank, where that can be located, along with the actual needs of the customer as far as power. You know, what are they looking for the generator to do? We start out with as small as an 8 kW generator, and then some homes go as high as a 20 or 30.
What are these generator sizes? Is this something I can pick up and walk off with, or is this something that comes on a crane?
A small crane. These things are going to be 400 or 500 pounds. If you can picture a pad mount air conditioner that might be on the side of some people's homes, that's about the size.
And I would imagine it's cheaper to get it as close to the meter as you can, just because you've got less wire to run at that point.
That's correct.
A lot of these old homes, the meter is where the meter guy could get to it, and you might want to put it behind a block wall or in your backyard, not have it necessarily out in front. So you may, just for placement, be running it a little farther than...
Right, and some people don't want to look at them, so some people want to put them in the back of their lot. And then there's accessibility issues, and there's also codes, you know, as far as where they can be placed, and, you know, property lines and things like that.
So you said you're 8
kW
would be
on a small generator.
Mm-hmm. And their generators are industrial. You could go as high as you want, but for residential application.
Well, in the residential, they do actually go up to 150 kilowatt.
Wow.
You're talking a monster home then, but it's not unheard of. So, yeah.
14 to 20 is probably the average.
Yes.
14 to 20 residential. And those are still air-cooled, right?
Correct.
We're not dealing with a liquid coolant at that point.
Yeah, above 20 kilowatt, we go into liquid-cooled product.
Okay. So most homes can operate on a 14 to 20, most... modest size homes or generous size homes.
Is it legal to get 150 and if the power goes out, just start, you know, selling it to your neighbors?
Maybe.
APS.
It would take long extension cords. You couldn't funnel it back into the. You couldn't funnel it back into the grid.
No, you'd be direct to the home.
But Randy, how much would a homeowner expect to pay to get a full house assessment and estimate to do, let's just say a natural gas Kohler generator?
Our service charge is $75. And so for that, you know, we can dispatch a technician that can come out and be versed in this and talk to you about it, do all the calculations, and then we can produce an estimate for you.
For $75?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And if they end up deciding to do something?
If they do, that's typically waived with the cost of the install.
Okay. Very good.
And for the 14 to 20, what are my price ranges? I know... we've got install and moving lines, and I mean, there's so many things, but just unit cost itself. What are my variances?
A generator is going to be between $4,000 and $5,000 for the actual cost of the unit. The installed cost can be another $5,000 to $10,000, depending on placement, propane tanks, gas lines, a whole host of things.
And I have heard and received feedback from listeners enough. I know there's a few people out there already scheming, like, okay, I've got natural gas. Could I flip on this generator during on peak time and flip the switch off of my electricity and beat the power bills that way.
Oh, you know? You're blowing my business plan. I was going to get with Andrew and the Kohler guys and say, guys,
we'll talk off air.
I believe natural gas.
When I
say
listeners, I was talking about you, apparently.
Oh, man. We can. Yeah, I believe, based on a few calculations I've seen, you're going to generate power through these Kohlers at somewhere below 10 cents a kilowatt when it's being run on natural gas, given today's rate of natural gas. If we could come up with a little time generator that would run on peak and not take any power from the grid system at all on peak, we could show a payback on the investment very, very fast. We could eliminate people's peak demand. We could eliminate their on-peak consumption down to zero, and they'd be able to save large percentages of their summer cooling bills. But I was going to make that a business presentation proposal to that Andrew after the show, because now all the power companies have taken our super cooling idea, and now they're putting it out in public service announcements and putting it on their utility bills. But we should be getting 0.1% of everything everybody saves, but we're not. But that's all right. We're here for you, the Arizona homeowner. We'll be back with more right after this.